One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. He washed us from our sins. He didn't say he is washing us. He didn't say he's trying to wash us. He didn't say he shall wash us from our sins. He says the one who loved us and washed us from our sins. In his own blood. When did he do it? Talk to me. When were you washed from your sins? You're not sure. The Bible says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. When did he wash us? Oh, I feel like singing. Whew. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So when did he wash us from our sins? Why are you all so quiet? You're not sure? You're not sure where he washed us or when he washed us from our sins? In his own blood. Who? I want to ask you again, because the way you're looking at me now, I'm wondering whether you really know. When were we washed from our sins? Huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Hallelujah. When were we washed from our sins? When he died on the cross. Hallelujah. Okay. I'll leave that for tomorrow. Now I can see that most of you are just not sure. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, listen to this as we read. I hope I don't say it while we're going on. Just, all right. He says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. He already did it. And can you see verse 6? Can you see verse 6? I'm talking about, what does God expect of us? What does he think about us? What's on his mind when he looks at us? What does God think about you? And hath, I want all the sisters to read verse 6. Only the sisters. All the ladies, read verse 6. Want to go. Brothers, can you read verse 6? 1, 2, go. He says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings. And hath made us kings. He's not planning on doing it. And hath made us kings. Hath made us kings. He didn't say when we get to heaven, he shall make us kings. This is not a promise. It's a statement of fact. A present tense reality. They're called facts for now. He hath already done it. He has made us kings. He's already done it. So when God looks at us, what does he see? All right, hold on. Hold on. I want to tell you why many are not living as kings. Firstly, because of ignorance. They do not even know what it's all about. You see, it's a spiritual kingdom. And the physical world belongs to the spiritual world. The spirit world rules the physical world. You have to understand that. Life is spiritual. That's why success has nothing to do with your education. Success has nothing to do with your family name. Success has nothing to do with what nation you come from. Success is spiritual. It's based on spiritual laws. I'll come to that. But I want you to understand this. The Bible says, he hath made us kings. He hath made us kings. But the Bible also says in Galatians chapter number 4, when you read from verse 1, that the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a servant, though he be Lord of all. As long as he is a child, he will live the life of a servant. Even though everything belongs to him. He didn't say when he is a child. He says as long as he is a child. Doesn't matter how long he chooses to remain a child. If he wants to remain a child all his life, he will live the life of a servant. Maybe I said that too fast. It's in your book, Galatians chapter 4. I want you to see it. Book of Galatians chapter number 4. Are you there? So, I want you to read from verse 1. Everybody, one, two, go. You see that? Though he be Lord of all, he is not different from a servant. He's the heir, all right? But as long as he's a child. He says, as long as he's a child, he'll have to live the life of a servant. In Revelation chapter 1, where we read, in verse 6, he said, and hath made us kings. He's already done it. He hath made us. He's not going to do it. He's already done it. He hath made us kings. So we are kings. But you see, we have to grow. We have to come to our office. We have to come to our position. And many of us are not ready for the life of a king. Because we've not been trained in the things of God. You've got to be trained. And part of your training in the life of a king is that kings don't beg. Kings don't beg. Our prayers are full of begging. We're begging everybody. We beg at work, we beg at home, we beg on the way, we beg everywhere. Oh, please, 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 please. Always we're begging. Then we beg God. We beg Him for everything. We ask Him, please, I'm begging you. Kings don't beg. He had made us kings. Kings don't beg. Come on. Hello. Are you hearing this? You sure? Say it with me. Kings don't beg. Hold on, hold on, hold on. It's not enough to just say it. You have to develop that mentality. It has to become your way of reasoning, your way of thinking. Kings don't beg. Now, what does that say? It suggests something about the kind of prayer life that we ought to have. We don't beg for our health. We don't beg to be set free. We don't beg for deliverance. We don't beg for anything. We don't even beg for God's help. Now, who made us kings? Was it at our request? Did we ask God to do it? Did we ask Him to do it? No, we didn't. It wasn't our idea. We didn't have a clue about God's plans. It was His choice. It was His idea. He chose to make us kings. So, I said, one of those vital things that a king should know is that kings don't beg. They don't beg. They don't beg. Tell somebody your days of begging are over.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Yola, Luxuriant Growth Arena, Karewa Extension, Jimeta, Yola. Worship with us on Sundays, Church 1, 7 a.m., Church 2, 9 a.m. Wednesdays, Lunch Hour Service, 12 p.m., Midweek Service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0806-346-9603 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
Glorious news. Are you a follower of the man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, on television or radio? Has the Word of God, as taught by Pastor Chris on television and radio, blessed and impacted your life? Then this conference is for you. Get ready for a celebration of the impeccable impact of the television and radio ministry of the man of God, Pastor Chris, at the August edition of the Viewers and Listeners Network Conference 2024. Date, Saturday, 10th of August, 2024. Time, 2 p.m. GMT plus 1. Please visit vlnc.org to register now. The registration link again is vlnc.org. God bless you.